I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The critically acclaimed movie Lost in Translation opens in Japan in late April amid some controversy over its depiction of the Japanese. Some have called it stereotypical. But despite the controversy, Lost in Translation, along with other recent films, are signaling a shift in Hollywood's portrayal of Japan. Brian Shih reports from Tokyo.
Like a made-for-the-screen romance itself, the relationship between Hollywood and Japan has been an up-and-down and up-again affair. It started off with movies like the 1957 classic Sayonara, with Marlon Brando as a Korean War Air Force hero transferred to Japan. He falls in love with a Japanese woman, only to be barred from his love by racist military regulations.
We've been wasting two good lives trying to do the right thing for Matsubashi, the right thing for my father, the right thing for the military, the right thing for Japanese tradition, the right thing for the great white race.
You know, you have movies that were rather positive about Japan in the 1950s, you know, maybe taking a patronizing view, but still positive. And then they wanted to say something about the relationship between America and Japan at that time.
Mark Schilling is a movie reviewer for the Japan Times and has written several books about Japanese cinema. He was also a script consultant on The Last Samurai. He says that Hollywood movies about Japan have tended to express prevailing American attitudes towards Japan. With the exception of movies about World War II, American films in the 50s were generally positive. But the tone changed abruptly in the 1980s, as fears of an economically dominant Japan became a regular theme in movies like Gung Ho and Rising Sun, and then there was Black Rain, about an American detective in Japan caught in a war between feuding Yakuza crime gangs.
Perhaps you should think less of yourself and more of your group. Try to work like a Japanese. Listen, I grew up with your soldiers. You were wise then. Now, music and movies are all America is good for, right?
Fast forward from the 1980s to now. Japan's economy is stagnant, and after the U.S., it's become the second biggest market for American movies. Those economics make American studios reluctant to criticize Japan, says Sachiko Watanabe, a movie critic for NHK Television. She praises The Last Samurai and Kill Bill Volume 1, Quentin Tarantino's violent homage to Japanese comics and samurai revenge flicks.
Movies like Kill Bill are a world of manga comics and animation, and that world certainly exists. It's not really our business to criticize it. As for Last Samurai, we're very happy that it was researched thoroughly, and they made an effort to try to express Meiji modernization correctly.
Shinatora? You know Shinatora? Old blue eyes.
Yeah. It's good, yeah.
That's more of Dino. That's Dino.
Are you drunky? No?
Am I drinking?
Yeah.
As soon as I'm done.
Lost in Translation, a film about an intimate friendship that develops between two strangers in Tokyo, has been criticized for portraying Japanese stereotypes. It hasn't been released yet in Japan, but Watanabe has seen it. She says she can understand some of the criticism, but in a sign that the Japan-Hollywood relationship may be finally maturing, she says she enjoyed it as it was, and that all she can do is laugh. For NPR News, this is Brian Shih in Tokyo.